Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to talk about attention whores. Now, everybody's going to be like, what do you mean, attention whores? All right? I'm going to tell you a little story of what a client told me. She came to me and she had a situation with somebody that she was dating and in a relationship with. And it occurred to me that this applies to a lot of people that are out there, what they call attention whores. Not necessarily that they're whoring around, but they constantly want that attention. These are people that are on Facebook all the time that need that constant attention. They're on Instagram. They're posting constant pictures of themselves, trying to attract and get that attention, basically because they're insecure. So I'm going to tell you a story, a dating story of a client that came to me and had a question about. She met this guy on a dating app. He was a very good-looking guy. You know, very muscular, good-looking guy, had a good job, worked with Major League Baseball, and she started to talk to him. He came on really strong. That was the first red flag, I told her. He came on strong too fast, too soon. In their first conversation of texting, he was telling her, oh, I can't believe I found you, and you know, she's a very cautious person, so she didn't really feed into it right away. She wanted to take her time and really see what this guy was about. So she kind of just went along with it. She had a few telephone conversations. In the beginning, he came on strong. Like I said, they always come on strong in the beginning because you are something new, you are something exciting, and you are basically the bait that they want. There's something that you have that they want. And in a lot of cases, it's usually sex, but it could be other things too, money or whatever. In this case, it was regarded to sex. And this goes on a lot on the dating apps. You got to remember that on these dating apps, 99% of the guys that you meet are there just looking for easy sex, all right? And they will tell you anything. And you got women on there doing the same thing as well. Now, when I talk about attention whores, what I'm going to use now is in terms of a guy wanting that attention, but this could go for anybody. You got women attention whores as well, you know, that may be dating and still need that constant validation and that attention. And I've gotten guys come to me as well and say, you know, I like this girl, but, you know, she has a lot of people on her Facebook page and she's always posting sexy pictures and she's got a lot of attention. So I'm going to get into all of this. I'm going to get into this and I'm going to get into this story that I wanted to air tonight. So this client, she was dating this guy and he was a good-looking guy, very muscular. He was into bodybuilding, and that's usually not her type. Like, her first initial gut feeling when she saw his pictures was, oh, this guy's a player. This guy's a player. But as she started to talk to him, he love-bombed her, and he kind of convinced her that, you know what? I'm not like these other guys. This is what they say, you guys. I'm not like these other guys. Now, she, you know, she didn't buy into it at first, but she went along with it and she went out on a couple of dates with him. And he's like, right away, he was talking marriage to her on the second date. Oh, you know, I want you to be my wife one day. You know, I don't want you to ever leave me. Now, this happened on the second date. That's red flag number two, okay? When they come on strong, too soon, too fast, that is a red flag. He was starting to say he loved her after three dates. That is a red flag. Now, although a lot of people want to believe like, oh, I found the one, I found the one. Nobody can say that they love you unless they know you. How can you love somebody if you don't know anything about that person? I mean, he was talking to her, he was getting to know her, but they didn't have enough history to really know the ins and outs of each other to love her as a person. So she went along with it because it felt good. It felt good. And he was telling her stories like, you know, his brother is a player. And he said if it didn't work out with her, he was going to become a player. He was giving up on dating. You know, he played the victim act. The victim act. Like, he said, oh, my brother always says I always put my heart into everything. And, you know, I always get my feelings involved. So in her mind, she's saying to herself, wow, maybe he's a real one. Maybe this guy is a real one. Maybe he really is a guy that's looking for a relationship. And by the way, he had on his relationship profile, he's looking for a relationship. And when he meets somebody, he goes all in and puts his whole heart into it. Okay? I mean, a lot of people could say that. But he was calling her. He was texting her. He was showing her attention. And everything was going okay for like the first 3 weeks. Then she said to him, well, would you put in a relationship with me? And he said, sure, I'll put in a relationship with you. They posted in a relationship. He even put her picture up of the two of them up. He even put her picture as his background with him on the back of his Facebook and made that public. So now she's thinking to herself, wow, he must really be serious. This guy must really like me. So she's going along with it. And then what happens? What happens? The third date, she sleeps with him. And then all of a sudden, she sees the interest become less and less. He was still contacting her, mind you, on a daily basis. But she noticed that the texts were kind of like, they were superficial texts. They weren't like, he wasn't really interested in what she was doing. He was just kind of like saying, you know, oh, I'm home, you know, love, I'm going to go to bed now. Or, you know, good morning, how was your day? He wasn't really even looking to get on the phone much anymore either. So I told her, well, that is a huge red flag if he can't stay consistent in asking you questions about yourself. So to make a long story short, in the end, this is what happened. What happened was she sent a picture to him when he was at his job of when they were together. She sent him a picture and she said, oh, you know, I really like this picture of us, yada, yada, yada. And he sent back a picture that he had taken and he sent that picture to her. And lo and behold, on the top of that screenshot of that picture, there was a Tinder icon at the top of the screenshot. And that was a huge, huge red flag. And she said to herself, he's on Tinder. He's on Tinder. Now, this guy was telling her it was love at first sight when he saw her. This guy was making it public that he wanted to be in a relationship with her. And this guy was also an attention whore. This guy was a guy that was very intimidated by her because she had a lot of followers. She was a very attractive girl. She had a lot of guys on her Facebook page, and he was intimidated by it because he was very much into himself. He would sit there and talk about, oh, I need to get these boots. He also wore a lot of cologne, so much cologne that the whole house stunk, she said. She said that he thought he was, when he would leave her house, he would spray cologne on himself, even when he was leaving. And she was saying to herself, who's he trying to attract? Who is he trying to attract? Now, there's nothing wrong with looking good. Everyone should try to look good. But this guy was an attention whore. This guy needed constant attention. Now, she's in a relationship with him. And he's talking to her and he's telling her about quarantine, how he wishes the gyms would open up again. He wants to work out. He misses it. So she said to him, why don't you just work out at home? People get weights and everything like that. He's like, no, I like to be in the gym. And he was saying, yeah, he's like, I need to get my sexy back. Red flag, red flag. Now he's in a relationship with her. Everything is supposedly flowing good. And he's telling her he wants to work out more and get muscular and built up again so he could get his sexy back. Okay? That is a huge red flag. So who is he trying to attract? He's putting on a lot of cologne. When he's with her, he's on websites shopping for expensive clothes. He's talking about how girls look at him when he's on the train. He's showing her pictures of a girl that was looking at him when he was taking a selfie. He's posting pictures of himself in a muscle shirt on his Facebook when he's in a relationship with her to attract women. And she said to him, why are you posting pictures like that on your Facebook, you know? And he said, oh, I posted that so that you could see it. Well, if you posted that so that she could see it, why didn't you just inbox her the picture? So he was a mad attention whore, all right? And there's a lot of people like that. And there's a lot of people on the dating apps that are like that. These are people that need that constant, constant thrill ride. That you can meet them, they could be nice, they could love bomb you, but guess what? You're just one of the many, baby. You're just one of the many that they're looking to just score with. So this is why I'm doing this podcast, to make you guys aware of that. And this goes for anybody. This goes from women to men. The same thing. You got women out there doing the same thing, okay? They're attention whores as well, where they're looking to do the same thing. They need that constant fix because a lot of guys have come to me and said, you know, I'm trying to get to know this girl, but she's talking to 6-7 guys at once, and she's posting these pictures, and she's telling me she's all into me, and here she is. You know, it's like she constantly needs that attention. She constantly needs that attention. Now, there's a difference from somebody who, let's say, is an Instagram influencer that is posting a sexy or attractive picture because they're trying to promote a product or something like that, okay? If that's your hustle, That's one thing. If you got a hustle going on, even if it's an OnlyFans, that's one thing. But if you have somebody that you're seeing that's doing that and it's not for any kind of financial benefit or to build a brand or anything like that, they're just doing it because they love themselves, okay? Then that is somebody that you have to be careful of, because that is somebody that will never be satisfied with you. And I don't care how good looking you are. I don't care how hot a body you got. You will never be enough for the attention whore. All right? Period. Dot. End of story. Because the attention whore is a very insecure person. The attention whore is all about themselves, all right? In a lot of cases, attention whores could be narcissists, but not always. They're not necessarily always narcissists, but they are very insecure people. And when you're dealing with somebody that's an insecure person, you better watch out, baby, because that is somebody that you cannot trust. That is somebody that will always need that outside validation, because either they didn't get love as a child from women, or whatever it is, they have insecurity. In this guy's case, his brother was a big time player. His brother got all the attention. And he probably wanted to be like his brother and kind of be that type of guy. And this is what it evolved into. But to make a long story short, she ended up seeing that Tinder icon on the screenshot, and she knew that he was on the app. When she confronted him about it, he said, "Tinder." He goes, "What's Tinder?" Okay? That was his initial response. "What's Tinder? What are you talking about?" And she told him, you know, "Come on, you know, you have..." Not only do you, he said, "Well, I had the Tinder app before I met you." She said, "That's one thing, but you had the app open. If the icon is showing at the top of the screenshot, that means you opened it. That means you were looking." Okay. And some people will say, "Well, you know, if somebody's just looking," here's the thing. He may not have done anything, but the fact that he went on to a dating app and he was looking, he is a potential cheater. That is a red flag, you guys. That is a red flag. If you're dating somebody or you're in a relationship with somebody and the two of you are exclusive, your partner should not have dating apps open. They should not even have dating apps if you really have that exclusivity going on. If he was telling her he's in a relationship with her, he's making it public on Facebook, he's posting their picture, he should not be on a dating app. And this is what he came back to her and said. He said to her, "Do you think I would look for somebody if I'm posting your picture on my cover of my Facebook for everybody to see?" And she said, "Yes, you are, because the bottom line is, whoever you can meet on Tinder, for instance, they may not necessarily be on your Facebook, or they may not necessarily care." And you, the reason I'm telling you that is because there's a lot of married people on Tinder and on a lot of the dating apps as well. There are a lot, you guys. You got to be careful on who you deal with, men and women. There's a lot of married women on there too. So you have to be careful. You got to check these people out, because a lot of people are very, very shady out there. So just because he was telling her he had her picture and he's trying to prove to her he wasn't doing anything wrong, the bottom line is, If he's on an app like Tinder, which is, quote unquote, as a lot of people say, known as a hookup app, all right, he may encounter women that don't care if he's in a relationship or don't care if he's married. And the other bottom line is, the app was opened. It wasn't just that he had the app on the phone. The app was opened. And that's what she told him. So she, of course, cut it off with him, and he's been chasing her now, telling her he misses her and everything like that. And that's after they ended up getting into a big fight, And she was supposed to see him. She said to him, well, you know, we could start over. Okay. She wasn't happy about the situation, but she said, you know what? I will try to start over with him. All right. So she was talking to him on the phone and she said, okay, we could start over, but you know, we're going to take it slow and everything like that. And you know, it's going to be hard because that trust bond was broken a little bit. They end up getting into a big argument and he ends up ghosting on her. So on top of everything, he ends up ghosting on her overnight and then comes back the next day and the day after contacting her, looking for her, telling her how much he misses her. Because this is what they do. This is what they do, okay? It's a game. It's a game with a lot of people, which is terrible, okay? You should not manipulate people's feelings. And this is why I'm doing this podcast, to make you guys aware of this nonsense and this bullshit that goes on. And be careful of certain people out there that will try to play you, okay? But the thing is, she was fooled. She was fooled because he made it public he wanted to be in a relationship. And he was also giving her a lot of attention. But then she noticed that after she slept with him, then it all turned around, okay? And then she saw him for who he really was. She should have waited. She should have waited and seen, got to know him better, okay? And she also said to him, what are you doing with the dating apps on your phone to begin with? Why weren't they dated? We're together, you know, 6 weeks. We were exclusive after 2 weeks. You rushed me. But you never deleted your dating apps. And on top of it, it was open. So I'm just making you aware that some of these people are very, very smooth out there. And you have to watch out for this. And you have to watch out for the attention whore. Somebody who is in love with themselves. Because no matter what kind of history you build with that person, that is somebody that will never be satisfied. Like I said, remember what I'm telling you. It's not you. You got to remember something. You cannot change somebody's basic character. You cannot change somebody's basic character. And I'm going to give you another example because I'm part of this group, okay? I'm part of this group on Facebook where we give advice. And there was a girl that went on there and her boyfriend came to her and he said to her, he doesn't love her anymore. And that, you know, he didn't want to be with her anymore. So she, of course, is devastated. And she put a question up there. And she said, well, she's like, I really want, how do you get your ex back? How can I get him to love me? What could I do? I'm supposed to meet him tomorrow. How could I get him to love me? And of course, I had to comment. And I said, why would you even want him back? Why would you even want somebody back that says to you they don't love you? Why would you want somebody that doesn't want you? And then the other thing is, why should you have to try to convince somebody or manipulate somebody to like you? Go out and find somebody who likes you, not somebody who's sitting there and telling you they don't love you anymore. Okay? You know, have some self-worth. Don't lower yourself, okay? And in a lot of cases, not all, because there's always exceptions. If he didn't, you know, if he fell out of love with her or whatever the case was, it could be that there's another girl on the side. So she better be careful. I'm not saying there is, but there could be another girl on the side, because in a lot of cases, not everybody, when somebody is looking to walk away, all right? And I've noticed this with guys a lot of times, and I'm not saying all guys, but I'm just saying there have been cases where there is somebody waiting on the sidelines, okay? But the point is, the number one thing I tell you guys all the time is to know your value. Know your value and don't let anybody, anybody take that away and don't put up with nonsense. Because when you see little things, like if you're in a relationship and you see your significant other, all right, on a dating app, okay, you confront them the first time you confront them, but you got to remember that is a huge red flag. That is somebody that is looking. Now, I'm not saying they're doing anything, but they're looking, and they're looking for a reason, and they shouldn't be looking if they're exclusive with you, all right? And that was another thing with this girl, okay? Because before this whole business with the Tinder, her catching him on Tinder, she even said to him, if you're not sure, if you don't want to be in a relationship because we move fast, we could still date. We could still see what happened. And he said to her, no. I don't want to date other people. I want to be just with you. I don't want to date other people. So she gave him the option to date other people and still see her. And he still went on that app and was looking. Okay. So I just want to make everybody aware of that. And I wanted to talk about attention whores and people that are addicted to social media and constantly need that attention. And they're not just there for the hustle. They're not just there to make the money. They're there because they're insecure and they need that attention. These are people you got to be careful of, because these are people that in a lot of times will never be satisfied. Nothing will ever be good for them. So you got to be cautious when you deal with somebody like that and make sure that they have good character. I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great night.